welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. Sorry coins, sorry sports cards and comic books, but there's an old player in town. And after all, who needs presidents and quarterbacks and superheroes when you can collect Minnie, Mickey, Pluto, and perhaps Star Wars and Disney princesses? And for what very reason, one of the best ways you can sprinkle a little extra pixie dust on your next Disney vacation is through the magic of Disney pin trading. The hobby, as there is thousands of friends you can meet from different countries and experiences that you can share from pin trading. So sit back and enjoy this edition of Let's Go Pin Trading.com. Hey, and welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. My name is Mark.
And I'm Rita.
And how's my Eeyore?
I'm good. How's my Pooh?
Oh, excited once again. A lot of stuff going on, isn't there?
This month is busy.
Yes, it is. We've been busy ourselves. We gotta find some better time to do some shorter podcasts.
For sure.
Well, man, let's get right into it. The coolest thing coming up, I don't know if you guys know, because we did talk about it a lot, the annual pass holder Star Wars Edge opportunity. Remember that?
Yes.
Yes, we did. We told everybody on...
Back in July. When we went, they told us about it.
Yes, watching your emails. And we showed everybody how to set their emails up so they can get hit, right?
Correct.
Yes. You had to go into your pass holder and blah, blah, blah. To get it set up, which is cool. And I was out driving, and you sent me a text and said it popped up. Oh, I pulled off the road in quickness.
Yeah. And I couldn't get it to come up on my phone.
I know.
And I was at work.
I know. Mine come up. You couldn't refresh it. You just had to let it set there. But I had to keep taking my finger on my screen so it wouldn't go dark on me.
Right.
And eventually it came up with Stitch saying the page has been eaten in that egg error. So I refreshed it real quick and I got in, and guess what? I got ours for the 17th is what I did.
Yep.
Oh yeah. And ours is 11 to 3. And I started telling everybody about it, so they knew about it, and it started blowing up.
Yep.
We're getting PMs. They wouldn't get their emails. And I said, you got to set it up. But the biggest thing was, I told everybody you had to be a certain pass holder
to get it.
It was a platinum plus.
Plus.
Yeah. And so we started getting.
Because our kids are silver and they can't go.
That's right. And we had a lot of friends that got their set up for like Monday. But it was this 17th.
To the 21st.
21st. That's right. And there were two times that you had to pick. But you just have to, it's not from 11 to 3 and we get kicked out. We just got to be in there between that time, and then we can hang out. So I'm pretty excited. I've seen the maps that I've seen posted on, because they had a media day that came up, and they were showing maps. And I was trying not to spoil it too much, you know what I'm saying? But I wanted to see the pins, because they got some cool pins coming out. So I'm very excited. But we're going to go down Friday, because why?
Because that's when Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party starts.
Oh.
And we love that event.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, if you have not been,
it's worth it.
I'm going to give you a quote from Garfield. Candy. They have tons of candy. And we're going to dress up this year, aren't we?
Yep.
We'll still have our vests, of course, but you're going to go as...
Eeyore?
Yes, and I'm going as Pooh.
That's right.
It's going to be fun. We talked to some other friends that are hoping to show up, but that's on the 16th through November 1st, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we posted that on Let's Go Pin Trading. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
.com on the
and
right.
Our upcoming events. I posted it last night. But I also want to tell you, when you go... make sure you purchase your event tickets in advance, especially if you're a pass holder, because you can save like $10, $15 a person.
Yes.
If you purchase them in advance.
In advance.
Don't purchase the day of. You got to purchase them like 24 to 48 hours in advance.
So definitely check the weather.
Yeah.
And I love it. It is
but
so fun.
But I have to
fun.
Tell you, the last two times we went, it rained.
Yes.
We kind of missed out on the parade, but we still had a lot of fun.
We kind of had like a rain in between.
Yeah.
Remember? Then it went away. But what affected it was the headless horseman.
Horseman leading the parade.
Yes, coming out on the horse.
Yeah, he can't come out when it's raining.
We have yet to see him, and I want him so bad. And they will have some great pins. We'll talk about it in the next podcast that's coming out.
Yeah.
And the new parade, we're going to be talking about it.
And it's a new event this year.
Yes.
They kind of changed it around a little bit.
It's going to be fun.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love the new rides, like little Sneak a Buzz Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, the Incredibles. That's what I heard. But I love watching that parade. It is so, so fun.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Yes. To sneak in between, don't forget about Box Lunch.
Oh, we went there today. I spent, what, $70 in there today?
That's right. We got your cool little pins that we got, your keychains.
Yeah, to go in my purses.
Yes, and your long, what's it, long fly?
Lounge fly.
Lounge fly.
So, everybody knows I like Doonies. But sometimes Doonies don't come out with the wallets to match my purses. But Loungefly does. So, like, my new Doonie I just got in the mail yesterday. My Lion King Doonie. But they didn't have a wallet for it. But Loungefly had the perfect wallet to match my purse.
Yes.
And it was, like, what, $40?
Mm-hmm.
For the wallet?
Yep.
And then I bought the Bambi wallet to go with my Bambi, my Bambi Doonie that I bought a couple years ago.
But the cool thing, it was buy one, everything
get
in the store.
50% off. Plus, it's tax free for Florida right now.
But everything in the store.
Yeah, was
buy
one, get 50% off.
They even had those pop-up head Disney pins. Buy one, get two free.
Right.
And they range from $8.99 for a single one, and then had the doubles because I showed you the Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
And I think those were $11.99.
Yeah.
Something like that. But
everything in there, I have to say, is very reasonable. And to be honest with you, here lately, I'd rather go there and shop for Disney merchandise than go to the Disney store.
Yeah, they had some
real
local
good store.
Ones. I liked them a lot. For the discounted price on some pins, they're really good, and they're good for traders. There's no doubt about that. So if you get a chance, don't forget the .com Box Lunch.
Yeah.
And then your local brick and mortar store, which has them also, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Gosh, what else?
Star Wars opening for
everybody.
Not just pass holders, but everybody. It's the 29th. Thursday, the 29th.
Yes. So, I watched some of the YouTube on the Disneyland, and kind of mixed reviews where people said it wasn't crowded, no one was showing up. But what I like what they did to make sure if it was going to be busy, they did like reservations.
Yeah.
And you just had to go in between your time
kinda
to get
like
in.
Kind of like us. Kind of like us, 11 to 3.
Which was good. And I'm liking it when we get to go because it's just annual pass holders and we can get a good feel for
right.
it. And we'll definitely talk about it on another podcast and post some more pictures,
we'll
too.
We'll probably do some Facebook Live while we're there.
Yes, yes.
So everybody can see what's going on.
Yes.
I think that would be perfect.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't go to Star Wars Edge on the 29th when it's so busy, it will be, I'm sure there'll be a line to get in like Avatar was.
Yeah.
But guess what? There's a lot going on. Animal Kingdom's kicking it. Food.
And Wine Festival.
And Wine Festival's kicking it right then. But the big thing we want to talk about, which these magnets, I've been collecting them. Like
and they're
pins.
Blowing up.
Yes.
I posted them on Facebook yesterday.
Yes.
And people have just been commenting, tagging people in them. It's just unbelievable.
But I like this time. It's always been like Mickey. But recently they did the Goofy, the Donald and the Daisy.
Right.
But this time.
Well, we got Figment at the Art Festival.
Yes. But this time.
And at the Flower and Garden, we got Yeah, Pluto and Daisy is what we got at the Flower and Garden Festival.
But the cool thing now is, when this starts, you can get them then. You don't have to wait out. Right. Well, other than, we'll talk about those magnets. But the coolest one is the ones at Animal Kingdom.
Simba.
Yes. That is going to be so cool. It starts the 29th.
Correct.
Show up and get it and get your magnet.
Right.
Now, a good thing is this, guys and gals, pin traders. We've actually helped a couple of our friends. They're annual members, but they had to move, but they're still an annual member.
Right.
But if you have a friend that's going down to the park and you can't make it, all they need is your, right?
Is your, basically send them a picture of the back of your card, your annual pass holder card. Send them a picture of the back
or
your magic band.
Magic band.
But what they have to have is the numbers and the ID on the back of it. So that they can get you your pass holder magnet for you. But when you get it, nobody else can get it for you. Once it's already been scanned, nobody else can get it.
Yeah, and we did it.
So make sure it's someone you trust that's going to mail it to you or get it to you.
We found out when we couldn't bring the kids.
Correct.
And that's how we did ours, so we got the kids.
Right, so we got four instead of two.
Yeah. So that is one way to help if you can't make it down in that time frame. Well, we had a couple friends that PM'd us about it.
But also,
go ahead.
For the Animal Kingdom, starting on the 29th, if you go over there, there's lots of stuff Animal Kingdom is doing. There's lots of stuff Disney's doing at the other parks to try and, for annual members, so that way Hollywood Studios isn't so busy. So for that, at Animal Kingdom, starting the 29th, you can go and you can get your pass holder magnet of Simba. You can also get special merchandise. If you're pass holders, you can get special character meet and greets. And you can also get special food at different places. It's called a hidden menu that they have just for pass holders.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you check on all that while you're there.
Yeah, they got all kind of stuff that you can do, but get that magnet when you're there for sure.
And one thing that we were talking about doing is at Animal Kingdom from 10 to 4, they're going to have Jane and Tarzan out. And yes. I've never seen them.
I've seen Tarzan one time.
Right. But not both of them together.
Yeah. Yeah. We were passing Tarzan is what it was.
Right. I think he was leaving or something, but not both of them together at the same time.
Yes.
And they're also doing exclusive, what do you call it, pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Like where you have a cast member and they're taking pictures. You could ask them for, what is that called? The picture thing? The different photo ops they do?
You would ask something on the podcast.
Sorry.
The magic shots.
Magic shots. Yeah, they're having exclusive magic shots for annual members during that time.
Yes.
So, make sure you check on that, too.
So, when you're done there on the 29th, if you go half the day or whatever you want to do, go right over to the food and wine festival.
And wine festival.
Now, we love going. Now, this is our preference. We love going in the evening time.
Yes.
That is the best. Now, this is our personal opinion for pin trading. It is fun in the evening times.
Yes.
People seem more relaxed. The cast members, I don't know, they just give away the house, it almost seems like it.
Yeah.
Especially during my birthday, it's when it normally kicks off.
Right.
And we give free drinks.
Drinks, food.
You know, you just walk in, hey, it's my birthday, what do I get? You know,
and make sure you wear that birthday button.
Yes. You'd be surprised if you don't ask. What can you get?
Yeah.
And people are pin trading. Oh, my gosh. It's get it on time, pin trading.
For sure.
And it is fun. And all the pictures you can get. But The coolest thing going over there now is the two magnets. Oh, and I love it.
And your pass holders.
Got Chef Mini, mm-hmm. right?
Which is really cute. I really like that. It's pink.
I do. And that's from August 29th mm-hmm. through the 14th.
Of October.
Yes. And you only got to just show up one time to get your magnet. Yes. And then the 15th.
To November 23rd is Chef Remy.
That's right. And that's a cool one. I like that with the rattle.
It looks like cheese.
Yes.
That he's up against.
Cannot wait to get that magnet. Now, the cool thing, because you did it this past.
At the Art Festival, I bought them.
They're ceramic.
Right. And I bought them.
Drink coasters.
Yeah.
I like these. Free.
Yeah.
But you got to go.
And they're wooden.
Yes.
But you got to go four times.
Four times.
From August 29th to November 23rd.
When it is.
Just anytime, four times.
Yeah.
But as always, remember, it's first come, first serve.
Yeah.
Come out of them.
Yeah. We posted those on the Facebook and we posted them on the website also.
Right.
So definitely go check that out. On your four visits, don't forget.
Also, I posted on Facebook and the website the exclusive Dooney that's coming out for annual pass holders only. And yeah. It's Chef Mini, and the background's purple. It's really cute. But I have to say, I'm wondering what the other bags are going to look like.
Yeah, the toad.
The toad. Like
them. Yeah. Yeah. I still think the best one that you got with the Mini was the
flower and garden two years ago.
That one was cute. Because then you got the 20th anniversary for the food?
25th.
25th?
20th. 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a cute one also.
Yeah.
So there is a lot going on, a lot of freebies going on that you can get down there during this time frame. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a pin I like that was released at Disney Shop for Halloween. It's the Mickey and Minnie Mouse pin. Limited release for $12.95. We post it on the website. I like it because it glows in the dark.
It reminds me of your Halloween Star Wars pin that I got you.
My candy corn Darth Vader. Them. Oh, I love that
one. Where the moon behind them glows in the dark.
Yes. I love Halloween. And I cannot wait because last year we made our big graveyard in the front of our yard. Oh, my gosh. That was so exciting, wasn't it? We had this smoke stuff going on.
All the kids came over.
Oh, my gosh. The neighborhood was blowing up with candy. It was fun. We had, like, the things.
Our grandbabies were going crazy because they were, like, they got back to the house, and they were, like, we can't carry our bags anymore. They kept coming to the house and dumping their candy out and then going back out.
Yeah, we dressed up as Morticia. And Gomez Adams. I had the colored water. We put dry ice.
Yeah.
And it started smoking like a laboratory. We had the red lights.
We had the music playing in the background.
Yes. We had the Adams family, the monsters. Oh, I'm so excited for this year. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go to the Mickey's Not So Scary Now.
I know.
It's going to be fun. Well, guess what? We did post it on the website, and they've been getting posted everywhere else. But have you seen the August pins? They're
gorgeous.
Nice. They are. August 1st was the Alice pin, the record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that one when it came up.
And I have to tell you, when we went in July, we seen the July one, and I was playing with it, and it's really big.
Yeah, they're nice.
I mean, these are nice size pins for the price they are.
Yeah. I like them a lot. They're really, really cool. So that one's came out and for August 1st. And, of course, at
Disneyland,
they had the Mickey pop-up pins. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen those yet. They're pins that spell out Mickey.
Right, and there's six of them.
Yeah, and they're all limited edition to about 2,000. Mm-hmm. But I think this is the fourth of the six.
Correct.
The K with the sorcerer, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And also, I think it's pretty cool. Have you seen that pin with Goofy? It's a VHS tape.
And it slides out.
Yes.
It opens up and looks like the VHS that we used to have.
From the movie.
Yeah.
I've got that
the
old
Goofy
VHS.
Movie. Yeah.
Yes. And that one's limited to 1,500. $34.95.
It's a little more pricey, too.
And I'm hoping it'll make it over here. It'd be cool. Because we don't have that one for ours over here. Mm-mm. Which is sad.
And then August 8th.
That's right.
Starts the new pens.
Yep. And that would be Disney World. We have that
Galaxy Edge
Countdown pen. Mm-hmm. X-Wing Pilot. Mm-hmm. Limited to 3,500. We also have the
pass holder.
Yes, Going Our Way with the Three Ghosts. Mm-hmm. It's limited release also. And we have another gamepad one, the Pin of the Month, bi-monthly series. Mm-hmm. iHeart Gaming, Tailspin. Remember that cartoon?
Yeah.
Just come on. Yep, the Duck's Tailpins. And that one's limited to 1,500 is what it is. Mm-hmm. So that's the pins that's going to fall this 8th. Coming up.
Correct.
Then there'll be another set the 22nd, and then there'll be another set the 29th.
Now for Disneyland for this week on the 8th, they have the Jungle Cruise pin, mm-hmm. and it's really cute.
It is. It's got like
it looks like it opens up because it looks like the boat on the outside, and then on the inside, it's the rhinoceros.
Mm-hmm.
Like rhino chasing the guy up the pole.
When you're on the ride,
you see
guy's being chased up.
Yeah.
Now, cool thing, since I'm thinking about that, I know we're getting close to the holidays. I don't know if you've ever done the Jungle Cruise during Christmas. They actually changed it up to Christmassy. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I like that when they've done that. So there's some real good pins for August popping up. They're on the website, no doubt about it, that we posted those July 30th. They're on there. So go back and check them out. Now, another cool thing that's coming up is it already started at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. The 50th.
No.
Disneyland, it started early already. 50th anniversary. It's now coming
everything
here.
Everything starts August 9th.
Okay, well, I thought
for both.
Disneyland already started before us, the 50th anniversary.
No, it says.
Yeah. But I like it. They got this death certificate that you can do. They got candles, the light up, yes, ear hats, ornaments, mugs, magnets, toy
and
replicas.
50th anniversary Dooney and Burks.
Yes.
And they're really cool, I have to tell you.
I do. It kind of looks like your first one, the original.
The black one.
But this has got gold in it.
And it says 50.
Yes. I like it. So, I think it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
But in that, they have the tote, they have a crossbody, and then they also have an exclusive satchel that's just for pass holders on the Doonies. Hmm. They are posted on the website, and they are posted on Facebook, so you can see them.
Yes. I like the pins that are coming out. They're kind of like the ones at Disneyland.
Yeah.
You got the I Chose Active Retirement pin from the Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. You got the mystery set. Pin pack, which is really, really cool. And there'll be some other exclusive ones. You get the photos.
The photo ops. Those are always cool. We do that. Well, we do that during the not so scary Halloween party when they have them around. Oh my God, those are so cool.
Yeah. Oh.
And we did it when they did that special event
for the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So always around the Haunted Mansion, they have it.
Yeah.
And don't forget, if you have the magic band and you have the photo pass on your magic band, when you're riding the ride, they take pictures of you now.
Yes, got to remember that. It's right when you first go around the doors.
Where the pictures are on the wall.
And the lightning flashes.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that shot, which is cool. They got a new cupcake, which is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. But they got all
lots of new food, lots of new everything.
It's going to be fun. Because the Disney villain After Hours will just be finishing up also. I wish we could have went to that. We just couldn't get the time in to happen. Ugh.
Well, also on this, all the merchandise is not going to be at the regular Haunted Mansion store.
Yes.
A lot of it's going to be over at the Christmas shop.
Yeah. What is it? Yo-Ole or Ye-Ole?
Yeah. Ye-Ole Christmas shop. So, if you can't find it at the Haunted Mansion store, make sure you go over there because they have a lot of exclusive Haunted Mansion 50th anniversary merchandise there.
Yes.
So.
There's a lot. Oh, the Star Wars Galaxy Edge cast member pin. I would love to get my hands on. I posted that on Facebook and the website, and I've already had some friends begging to get it. It's really cool. It's got the Millennium Falcon flying on it with some X-Wings and TIE Fighters. That one's going to be really, really cool. Hope I can get our hands on that one.
It's going to be popular.
Yes, it is. Gosh, what else is going on? There's a lot going on. There's pins going on, free stuff going on. My gosh, what else?
Doonies.
Yes.
Lots of new Doonies have been released.
All right.
And lots of new Doonies are coming.
This is the part we're going to just turn it off. It's going to get boring. We've already talked about all the good stuff. But it's sad because every time you post it on Facebook or you're getting PM'd and blown up and text messages and it's crazy.
I'm not the only one out there that likes Doonies.
I know.
So anyway, by the way, I've kind of been changing the Doonie page on our website. So people, please go there and look. And you can click on the picture of the tote, and it'll take you and tell you all the information about the Doonie and everything. But the newest one that just came out, well, actually it came out when Lion King came out on the 19th. If you ordered it, like myself, online at shopdisney.com, it was delayed a week. Mm-hmm. And it kind of upset me, to be honest.
It's already sold out.
And it's the only one you can get at Shop Disney now is the crossbody.
Yep.
The tote and the satchel, they're sold.
Yep.
But anyway, it's really cute. I got it in the mail yesterday. It has a green background, and then on it, it has Simba, Nala, Timon, and Pumbaa. And they're just kind of like around on the bag. So if you're a big Lion King fan, I would definitely try to purchase this in the park if you can find one. And the only park selling it is Animal Kingdom. So if you can find it in the park, make sure you look at the pattern on your bag because you don't want to cut anybody off. On mine, Simba's under the Doonie logo. But it's still cute because I have the same, the way it is, you're really not missing him because it's still on there. Mm-hmm. But it's really cute.
And that's where you, when we made the box lunch today.
And bought the Lion King Lounge Fly wallet to go with it.
And it matches it, the color.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You know, and it's funny, they make their purses really nice.
Right.
I like how they put the big, you know, it kind of reminds me of that newest Belle that came out.
Okay. But anyway, talking about the Loungefly wallet to go with this bag, on the Loungefly wallet, the characters are more adult characters, where on the bag, it's, you know, it's all of them like children. They're little. So just to let you know that one. The newest bag that was just a surprise release, no one knew about it, that came out on August 1st, is Belle. It's part of the Princess Collection,
mm-hmm.
and it is beautiful. You can buy it at at Disney, and you can always buy it at shopdisney.com. The only difference is the price on this bag, because the tote's bigger, it's like $298. If you buy it at shopdisney.com, you don't get your 20% discount. So, just remember that. It also has a crossbody and a zip wallet that goes with it. And on them, they have the characters of Lemire, Cogsworth, Miss Pot, and Chip. So, it's real colorful.
Don't forget, you got a PM the other day about your YouTube. Someone was asking about, why haven't you been posting any?
Yeah.
You got to get those
back
on there.
To do that. That's a new one coming out. And then also you have the Haunted Mansion 50th anniversary that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the Food and Wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a sneak peek of the Christmas one for this year.
I like that one better than the past one. You couldn't tell what it was.
Last year's tote I didn't like. This year's tote I like. And then also for all you runners, Let me know if you're running in the Princess Run in February so I can come watch you, because I really, really, really want this bag.
And we do support runners, okay? We will get out there with you and sweat right next to you. But you got to understand, we're standing there just handing out water. You can do all that labor. We'll just hand you some water.
Okay? And we'll be at the finish line to clapping. Congratulate you.
That's right. We just got to make sure we bring a little towel to dry our foreheads. So, you know, a little sweat. We'll be working out, handing out waters.
But anyway, this bag, it's online under my coming soon duties. But it's very pretty, I have to say. I like it better than last year's.
Yes. Yeah, because they just had those little, they look like silhouettes.
Yeah.
Like pictures.
But they were hearts.
But they had a Dooney magic band.
Magic band.
That was the thing what got your attention.
Yeah.
Those magic band Doonies.
So, we'll see. I'll keep posting and updating as they come out.
One pin I forgot about today, if you go to your boxlunch.com or your brick and mortar, I saw this. It's a Spider-Man pin. It says, "You, I like you." And what it does, it reminds me, if you ever seen the 1967 cartoons of Spider-Man, they are so cool. You can watch them on YouTube, but I got them on DVD. But it looks just like him. And it was only $8.90. So it's a cool Marvel if you're a big Spider-Man fan. I love that pin.
Well, another thing about Box Lunch is the, my mind just went dead. Like the Winnie the Pooh one, the new one, where Eeyore's laying in there all on top of him that we posted.
I was just going to talk about those.
That one's not in our local store. They said I can only purchase that online.
That's right. And I sent you that on Facebook so you could see it. And you text me back. Oh.
I know, but I keep hoping it's going to the store, but they keep telling me no.
We'll grab it. Now, one thing I showed you was those Shanghai Disney Pooh Eeyore piglets. I really love their art.
I wish that would come here.
I love, they get that cute look. The one with Pooh sitting there looking like ate all that honey looks like me sitting there.
Well, it's him and Piglet.
I know,
love
that.
They're sleeping.
Sitting there underneath the tree just chow down all the honey.
That one I want.
Yes. The one that's got everybody
let's
on
weather
top
it
of Eeyore.
Together.
It says, let's the weather it together.
I love that.
So, if anyone's going to Shanghai, let
that
us know.
Too.
We'll give you some money. We'll Venmo it to you.
Yeah.
So we can get it. That other one where they're in a circle, it's got Piglet, Tiglet, Eeyore, and Roo, right?
Roo, yeah.
Yeah, with the honey pots going around with the bees. Mm-hmm. Those are really, really cool.
And even just those, the signal pins.
Yeah, the 5-set character pins. Mm-hmm. I got to get those posts on the website.
But you know, I have to say something about Shanghai and these particular pens. Mm-hmm. Normally, when you see Winnie the Pooh, it's Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, Eeyore. That's it. These pens, they've actually included Roo in them. Mm-hmm. So it's not just 4, it's 5.
Yes.
Which is really cool. Because you don't see that very often.
Yep. And don't forget also, they got these Nightmare Before Christmas pins on Shop Disney, which is nice.
Yeah.
They go for $19.95. They were released back on the 29th of July. Mm-hmm. It's really, really cool. So go check those out. You'll like them. Oh, man, take a breath. What else? There is so much crazy going on, no doubt about it.
Well, we will definitely be updating everyone. When we go down on the 16th and 17th, we'll be Facebook Living, posting stuff like crazy.
Yes.
So
we'll post it on
Facebook. Make sure you do it.
Facebook.
Make sure you stay on.
When we're going to remind everybody.
Right.
We do tend to meet up with friends. They come and want to go pin trading.
So if anyone is planning on going to Not So Scary early, like we are, let us know. We would love to meet you down there, hang out with you, see the whole 9 yards. And then if you have annual pass access on the 17th at Star Wars Galaxy Edge, let us know. Because we will be there.
Yes. And we always have fun pin trading with our friends. And they get a workout.
Yeah.
They do. They think it's over the top because we
people
get there
just
and
crowd us.
It's fine.
And then my friend, don't forget, on the 29th, is
she's
flying
to
in
yes.
To town for the, my mind just went dead.
So,
Wine and Festival,
yep.
Food and Wine Festival. So we'll probably be down there
and if
to
you
see her too.
Been there, it is fun, the food and wine. The food's good, and we always recommend get a card.
Yeah.
Put your money on a card, start off for like $100 or whatever, and use that all. Keep it on the wrist is what
yeah.
you do. Because I remember the very first time we did that, oh my God, I saw my bank statement, dollar, two,
we were
three,
crazy.
Two, four, five.
Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yes. But
it's now, one thing I want to say.
What?
I don't know if you've seen it or not, and I will go and post it on Facebook, or we'll get it posted on the website. But any of you out in California that go to go to Disneyland, they have this new thing, and I'm really hoping they'll bring it over here. And it's a cup,
mm-hmm.
and it says AP in red,
mm-hmm.
and it's got little Mickey heads and Mickey hats on it,
mm-hmm.
and you can purchase it at the parks there, and then bring it back for 99-cent refills on drinks.
Universal's good. That's what I like
I
about
know,
Universal.
But I'm saying they started at Disneyland. I'm hoping mm-hmm. they bring it over here.
Yes.
So that would be perfect.
Don't forget
Casey's Corner.
Corner.
We love that place.
Have you ever ate a hot dog
late
there?
Late at night.
Oh, at night, let me tell you something. When they're foreclosing.
When they're getting ready to close.
They're trying to get rid of food. But they got this new, these hot dogs are just stupid.
Yeah, they're
big.
Huge.
But they got that one, it's a hot dog with, what's all over that? It's like.
It's fried pickles.
Pickles and.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a beef
all
dog.
Beef. Uh-huh. With
got,
pickles,
yes.
roasted peppers, cheddar cheese. Chipotle ranch, green onions, and french fries.
Yes. You know, it's $13.99. It feed two. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because we've done it.
Not counting the fries.
Yeah.
Man, I love those Casey Corner. Man, they've been coming some cool stuff lately.
But this is the August monthly hot dog, which it depends. Sometimes they'll keep them if they sell really good.
That
and sometimes
Cuban
they
one.
Don't.
Remember that Cuban one we had?
Yeah.
That was good. We had that late night.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the one that we liked the
oh,
most was the barbecue one.
With the coleslaw?
Yeah. It was like pulled pork barbecue and
goosebumps.
Coleslaw
goosebumps.
On top of a hot dog.
Goosebumps.
We shared a foot long. It was huge.
Huge. I love
huge.
That. So, and they got
don't
the mobile
that.
Order. Remember?
What?
I think they had mobile order.
Yeah.
So, and if you haven't been doing that, take advantage of that. Because when it gets busy, hit that mobile order on your Disney app.
Yeah.
And that's so, even if you just want a tea, you can mobile order, get it, walk right up, boom, you're out.
Yeah.
And I love that. I wish Starbucks would do that.
At Disney.
Oh, God, those lines are crazy, aren't they? Oh,
I
my
know.
Gosh. Yeah. But there is so much going on, and I cannot wait for the food and wine. Oh, that's going to be fun. The
fun.
Food. Whoa.
We have so much fun there.
I'm so excited already. Let's go to Disney now. Let's go change and let's go.
Okay.
We'll do that right now. Go get a shower. We're going to take off.
Already.
Well, it's been pretty exciting, and there's so much exciting stuff going on. Halloween, Star Wars, Epcot, Mickey's Christmas.
Yep.
It's game time. Oh,
yep.
I'm so excited. Oh, well, I'm sweating right here. Oh, my gosh.
You're funny.
Well,
okay.
Once again, we got to close this barn down and pack up our pins. Get our pin vest ironed so they're nice and straight. We
yep.
got some new ones. The red,
yep.
mine.
And gold.
And gold. You did a great job on those. I love
Thank
those.
You.
Really, really good. Well, like I always say, may the pins be with you.
It's all about the Doonies.
Look, these folks listen and want to know about pins, not about Doonies.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Bye.
Bye. This podcast is copyright 2019. You can find more information on this podcast at letsgopintrading.com or our Facebook community page, Let's Go Pin Trading. There you can see photos, reviews, or even post your own trader pins. If you have enjoyed our podcast, you can show your support by telling your friends to listen and going to Disney and pin trading. Please tell them we sent you. Let's Go Pin Trading is not affiliated with any Disney copyright, trademark, or credits, or any other company mentioned in this podcast. We are just fans of Disney pin trading. So until we meet you at the parks, may you find that special pin you are looking for to keep your lanyards full.